During the Civil War, men who were rejected from the armed services were not called 4F as they are today, but rather they were termed the invalids. That was pretty much the state of conditions. Shortage of manpower was so grievous that almost everyone was taken. Those who remained behind were in bad shape. Witness the following account.
I got my call to go to war. I went to be enlisted. The Surgeon General looked me o'er and loudly he insisted.
You cannot wear the uniform. Your lungs are much affected. It's plain to see your eyes are crossed and otherwise defected.
So now I'm with the invalids. I cannot go and fight, sir. The Surgeon General told me so. Of course it must be right, sir.
He said, you've got an itchy scalp, your hair is getting thinner.
And tell me, sir, with teeth like that, how do you eat your dinner? It seems to me you're overweight, your pressure is alarming.
I said, with much alacrity, the ladies find me charming.
So now I'm with the invalids, I cannot go and fight, sir. The Surgeon General told me so, of course it must be right, sir.
And then he took his stethoscope and listened quite intently. A look of pity filled his eyes, he whispered to me gently.
Your feet are flat, your back is bent, the sight of you displeases, and by the symptoms I've been saying several odd diseases.
So now I'm with the invalids, I cannot go and fight, sir. The Surgeon General told me so, of course it must be right, sir.
I would have liked to go to war, but sir, I was prevented. Instead, I have to stay at home and keep the girls contented. Because of my condition, sir, war would be a bother. The Surgeon General ought to know, because he is my father.
So now I'm with the invalids, I cannot go and fight, sir. The Surgeon General told me so, of course it must be right, sir.
Right, sir?
Sure.
Thank you, Betty Ma.